Worship service this morning and our time of fellowship as this cold weather comes in and all this snow starts happening. It's kind of crazy out there, so be safe. There's a thank you in the announcements for Don and Deb. If you guys want to read that, it's a nice thank you in there. And then the Christmas Eve service tonight. As far as right now, the Christmas Eve service is still on. Be paying attention to Facebook and emails and stuff to make sure that is still going on at 5 o'clock tonight. But other than that, it's probably still going to happen. So the youth group lock-in is December 29th and the 30th. The please in there is to remind me that you guys are supposed to have your sheets in by the end of the day, so that way you guys know if you're coming, okay? That's December 29th and the 30th at SBA. And then if you would like to get church emails and you don't, talk to April or email the email in there. And the church directory pages, if you guys would like to get updated in there for a picture, or you would like to have your picture in there, just in general, talk to April and she can do that for you. And then you guys can see the Byron Bible Camp winter retreats coming up for all ages, and those are in the bulletin. Are there any other announcements today? If not, we'll go to our call to worship. And it is from Isaiah 9:6, and it says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace."
Again, welcome to our worship service. I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas Eve. And as we begin our time together, if you take your hymn books or look up on the screen, we're going to sing number 141, O Little Town of Bethlehem. I ask you to stand with me, please. Number 141, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the sting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all around. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wandering love. O morning stars, together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to man on earth. How silent, how silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his hand. No ear may hear his coming, but in this where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear The great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our duty, man, you help.
Very good singing. If you'll greet one another and wish them a Merry Christmas. Again, we are grateful for each one that has braved the weather to come out and worship with us, and those that will be online, maybe even due to the weather. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the congregation. One note, we've an update in our prayer request that's in the bulletin. We've been praying for Morris Reber. He passed away Thursday evening. And his memorial service will be here on Wednesday at 10 o'clock, and then followed by burial in St. Lawrence. So we've been praying for Morris, and continue to pray for the Reber family through this time. Are there any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Deb. So Deb's request is for Mike and Rhonda Tompkins. They had a house fire yesterday, which is devastating in that everything was lost. I assume everyone is okay. Deb, is everyone okay?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so that stuff is hard to replace, but it can be replaced. But we'll be praying for them and the opportunities us as a community and as a church to help them during this time. Other prayer requests or praises. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we have gone through this Advent season, the reminder again and again of the way that your Son came into this world in such an obscure way, and those that responded were not in the in crowd. Father, you call not those who are wise of this world, but you call those that are humble, those that have a need. Your Son came to seek and to save those who are lost. And as Jesus told the Pharisees, he did not come for the doctors, but those who were sick. And when we look at Scripture, we are reminded that all of us have a sin nature, that all have sinned and fall short of your glory, that we deserve death, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life. And that is what we celebrate this season of the year, the beginning of the mission of Christ that broke the silence of 400 years that your Son came at the exact right time. Father, we are able to look back 2,000 years later and marvel at the first Christmas, remembering that each individual needs to hear the gospel. Father, you do not have grandchildren, you just have children. You have sons and daughters. And so each one of us are tasked and called to be your witnesses, both in action and in word, the opportunity of sharing the gospel message. And Father, we pray for this coming new year, the opportunities we may have to be salt and light in our community, in our state, and around the world. Father, we lift up these requests. We pray for the Reber family and for his friends, as in his passing, the heartache for his wife and for his family, that you would comfort them in the grief. And Father, we just pray for the days ahead for them. Also, we lift up the Tompkin family. Father, fire is devastating no matter when it happens, but this time of year, it seems to accentuate and exacerbate the issues. We pray for them as they try to go through the days ahead and figure out the next steps. We pray that as a community, as believers, that we would be able to come alongside of them in helping meet some of their needs and to be your hands and feet. Father, we do pray for our area, that especially with the weather and travel, that you would watch over those that are having to work with cattle, being outside, for equipment, as we understand that winter can be pretty hard on both animals and livestock and equipment and people. Father, we just pray that you would watch over each one. For the opportunities we have with the lock-in coming up, we pray for the youth group, for Pastor Abe and each one that's going to be helping for that evening, that it'd be a great time of fellowship, but also an opportunity to grow closer to you. We pray for our missionaries around the world, and here in the United States, we pray for Andrew and Marissa Elliott and their family as they rest from the busy school year, as Pastor Andrew gets prepared for teaching of next semester. Give him wisdom in his preparation, but also in the day-to-day interaction with the students. Help him as he teaches and coaches and mentors the next generation of Christian leaders. And watch over their family for their travels, but also for their health and for their growing in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. We lift up our country and our world to you. The unrest that we see is a reminder that in this world we will have trouble, but we are to take heart because your Son has overcome the world. So Father, help us to leave in your hands the things that we cannot control, but to pray, to not be anxious about anything. Father, we are grateful for the opportunity to worship in a country that still allows the freedom of worship. We pray for the offering we're about to receive from your people, that you would use it for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. we get ready to worship together through song, I'm going to ask you to stand with us as we sing, specifically focusing upon the angels that came to announce the birth of our Savior. I think through what has been recorded for us, thinking through those that had never heard, especially for the first time. We sing about angels from the realms of glory, and we become very used to the different choruses and carols of this year. And that's one of the things I think is a praise team. We like to add arrangements that combine different types of songs so that we pay a little more attention to the words. Both from the angels from the realms of glory in our next song point to the passage in Luke chapter 2 when the same region that the shepherds were out in the fields, it tells us, and suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. And we have the opportunity each time we gather to worship like those angels, to be reminded that that is what God deserves, and his son deserves just as much. So as we continue to sing, sing Gloria.
Dark the night and deepening, Bethlehem is sleeping, as the Son of God comes down to dwell. In a lowly manger, heaven's highest favor, God is now with us, Emmanuel. Gloria, oh Gloria, angels sing on high. Unto us a child is born this night. Let us sing him glory. Sing him Gloria. Bright the star above him, and the hearts that love him, with the shepherds worship and adore.
You may be seated.
This final song is not necessarily a Christmas tune, but it is, again, the reminder that the one in the manger is the one before the beginning of time. It is a mixture with holy, 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 and then a chorus with it. It's just the reminder from the book of Isaiah, chapter 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim, each had six wings. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And this is the reminder of the God that we celebrate that came into a manger, but he is the one that is most worthy, and he is the one who is completely and fully holy. We have the opportunity to join with the angels and sing, "Holy, holy, holy."
Father, we thank you that you did send your Son to be our Savior. We thank you that he willingly came to be born in the manger, to live a perfect life, and to purchase our redemption, that we might be reconciled to you, that our sins would be forgiven, and we have the hope of eternal life.
Jesus' name we pray. Amen.